National FFA. I'm Ellie Wanick from Nebraska.
I'm Belle DiAquisto from Oregon.
And I'm Josie Kelly from Arkansas.
In 2021, we served as state FFA officers with Emily. We got to attend her state convention in New Mexico, and from there, our friendships bloomed, and we took any opportunity we could to stay connected. Whether that was hopping on a flight to visit each other, or planning trips to spend holidays as a group, we spent every moment we could together, despite the distance.
To stay connected, the four of us share a Life 360 circle. Each week throughout the last year, we have all received notifications every time Emily has landed to or departed from a new airport, signifying a new adventure in her life. Each notification has prompted us to pray for her safety and pray that she would be used to pour love into her connections with each of you. If you have been impacted by Em, we know that you have felt the impact of those prayers as you felt her drive to pour love into all of you.
While it's been hard to share our best friend with you this year, we know that she's built those long-lasting connections with each of you throughout her year of service. I'd like to say we had something to do with that, but it's always been something Em has excelled at, regardless of distance. She has the biggest heart and love for others, so distance could never be a factor. It never was with us, and she's proven that it never was with any of y'all. So, to share her love and passion with you one last time, please help us in welcoming our best friend and your
National FFA Western Region Vice President, Emily Gossett.
Tucked away on a somewhat quiet street in a mid-sized town sat a quaint. Its appearance changed throughout the years. Its character remained strong, holding memories with careful consideration and ease. Echoes of laughter filled the silence in its emptiness, and even though the walls were now barren, they once held still moments of joy, and artifacts of love were scattered everywhere. It was the personification of children growing up in a family well-lived. It's not picture perfect by any means, but neither were the people inside. A family of four who shut out the chaos of the world by finding comfort within the walls. It protected them for years, providing a safe space to escape. Their words were vivid. We are moving. Voices became muffled and tears began streaming down my face. My breath became short and all I could hear again and again was, "We are moving." Suddenly, the weight of 26 hours crashed down on me. 1,773 wasn't just a number, but the number of miles between me and my family. Two time zones between us drifted from a thought to a reality quicker than I could have imagined. Drives home on weekends turned into missed calls because we couldn't catch each other at the right time. Family dinners turned into finding time to visit. I didn't know where home was. My seemingly solid foundation collapsed with three words. Where is home? All that was left was the quaint house, standing alone, simply a reminiscence of the life lived within those walls. Where was home? Was it in Michigan with my parents, my college town, or the house I grew up in? I didn't know where to go, and I didn't know where I belonged. I felt abandoned and defeated. I was lost. It seemed like the only thing I could check off of my to-do list was getting through the day. I found myself wondering why life took what I loved so far, how I was supposed to live without them. But time marches on, the world keeps turning, and life doesn't stop. It's January of 2023, a new year full of new beginnings. At least that's what I was telling myself. The first day of school is always nerve-wracking, but this one is particularly debilitating. All I can focus on is the pit in my stomach, consumed by a mixture of excitement, nervousness, and dread. I walk into the building to try to find the classroom. We're good. Okay, the clock is ticking. We're not so good anymore. I'm gonna be late to class, and then I'm gonna have to sit next to someone I don't know, and then I'm gonna be awkward, and then this class is going to be horrible. My mind was spiraling because I had absolutely no clue where I was going. The maze of hallways seemed to be going on forever. And then I see it, the dreaded classroom. Deep breath, it's fine. I'll just sit in the first seat that I see. Unpacking my stuff and feeling as awkward as ever, I hear a faint voice, and it kind of sounds like my name. It's not my name, and even if it was a girl, you have a really common name. Someone else here is probably named Emily. I shake it off as I continue to unpack my stuff, and I hear it louder, and it is definitely my name. Heart racing. I scan the room for the voice. Why is that girl smiling at me? Do I? Your name is Emily, right? Do you want to sit next to me? The pit in my stomach disappeared as I moved with anticipation to take my new seat. For the rest of class, we laughed too much and listened too little. In class that day, I made a new friend because a stranger took a chance. A simple invitation, an act of kindness, changed that day for me. You see, it wasn't just an invitation to sit. It was an invitation to be accepted. I spent so much time worrying about if I was going to fit in, but this stranger's question helped to redirect my thoughts. How many of us have ever spent time worrying about if we fit in? How many of us have ever doubted that we belong somewhere? Maybe this has caused us to change parts of ourselves to fit in with others, to lose sight of who we are because we set our sights on something fleeting. What about the opposite of that? Trying our hardest to hide who we are for fear of judgment. Shutting ourselves off from the world and the people around us because we believe that we are too different. That was me at this moment. I shut myself off from the world because I was afraid that someone would see me as an imposter. Yet the moment an invitation was offered, I took it willingly. Moments like this have taught me that the right people will accept us as we are. You see, I did nothing in this situation to be worthy of acceptance, but someone whose intention was kindness. Who are the people who have accepted us as we are? The people who invite us to sit with them and who cheer us on. In what ways have they invited us to be ourselves? It could be being a shoulder to lean on or listening to all of our stories. In the ways that they've invited us to be ourselves, how can we do the same for them? When we see how important acceptance is, we start to let it change our view, and in turn, how we live. A strong foundation is built upon acceptance. Acceptance alone is not enough shelter for times of uncertainty. Acceptance, partnered with community, builds a home. It is just one of those days. You know, the ones where you wake up already dreading the day? Maybe we have a big test, a deadline, or something on our schedule that we just do not want to do. For me, this particular day was the last of those three. And I had something I just did not want to do. So once I finally work up the courage to get out of bed, I put on a baggy t-shirt, athletic shorts, brush my teeth, slip into some Birkenstocks, and get in my car. I stare at the steering wheel, willing the car to drive itself, the two to my hometown, back to my childhood home for the last time. You see, it was the dreaded day that I would pack the last of my memories into brown cardboard boxes that would collect dust in a storage unit. It felt like a door was closing and I was desperately trying to keep it open. The car didn't drive itself, so I turn the key and I pick up my friend. Who had invited herself on this trip? Which annoyed me. I knew I was going to be emotional today. And I selfishly didn't want her to see me that way. The tensions were high. Hey, Em, we can listen to your sad music today if you want. Why would I need to do that? Should we stop for a Sonic? We can if you want. My answers were cold because the small talk was driving me crazy. But as soon as we pulled up to my house, it went silent. Everyone was working, so it was just me, her, and the half-empty house. Walking into the room that once held all of my memories, but was now practically empty, was a sensation I didn't expect to hurt as much as it did. We started packing, putting memories into boxes with Barbies and Legos that I hadn't touched in years. And she started asking questions. Questions that created a space to share stories. Questions that turned tears into laughter. Questions that showed her care. That day, Parker showed me that it was okay that we were packing up all of these memories because we still had so many more to make. You see, she didn't just accept me that day. She stood with me. By just showing up, she changed the complete trajectory of that day. It's true what they say. A place is only as good as the people in it. Who are the people that we surround ourselves with? Do they pick us up when we're down and cheer for us when we need to celebrate? We are meant to live in community, so how will we choose the people we surround ourselves with? The people who we learn from and who help us grow. The people who not only accept us, but love us. The people who leave us better than they found us. For me, those people are found in friends like Kirsten, Parker, Miranda, Taylor, Allie, Gracie, Ellie, Josie, and Belle, who would drop anything to be by my side and who are my biggest cheerleaders. And members this year, like Lainey in the Married Persons FFA chapter, Corbin in Cumberland County FFA, Colton in Hooks FFA, and the over 1 million members of this organization who have been quick to lead with kindness. And mentors like Dr. Shannon Norris Parrish, Dr. Lacey Roberts Hill, Denise Mills, Skylar Klingen, Carly Schneider, and so many more who have left me better than they found me, invested in me in every moment. And my parents, Rick and Chrissy Gossett, who have never faltered in their belief in me. That is my community. Who is yours? When we have the foundation of community, the hard things become easier. A strong foundation is rooted in acceptance and community. For most of my life, I've always thought of home as four walls and a door. From a young age, I've always dreamed of having my own space to hold a house to call my own. I would invite people over and we would laugh and love, seated around a table that was more than just a piece of wood, but a symbol of the community we shared. It would feel like the quaint house, my childhood home. I would walk in and smell my mom's cooking and hear my dad's power tools. I'd see the paw prints of my childhood dog who inevitably got into the mud and feel the warmth engulf me. It would be familiar and comfortable, solid, strong, and full of love. However, the familiarity of my childhood home has become a distant memory. When my parents moved, that forced my definition of home to. Now, I see that an environment of love isn't just created inside of a house, but actually in the heart. In a time when I was lost and felt purposeless, that was a constant that built me up. Now, my parents' love, it never left, but now, just stretches a little farther. The stranger in my class didn't see the hurt I was feeling, but took the time to ask a simple question. My friend saw my hurt and chose to stand with me. Together, they helped to rebuild my view of what a home is. The stranger, Kirsten, became one of my best friends and joined my community because of her simple invitation. Parker and I's friendship is rooted in acceptance, shown through her consistently showing up for me. When the three of us moved into a house together, they helped to make it a home. This time, four walls and a door didn't define it, but rather the people inside. Home is a place for people to pause, gather, and connect with each other. A place for all who are weary and burdened to come to rest. A place where we know the door will always be left unlocked for us. I'm lucky to have found mine on the foundation of community and the invitation of acceptance, because in times when I needed saving, that was the good that got me through. I move forward with the love my childhood home provided, knowing that it was just a house. Home was the people. Y'all, we don't go home to places. We come home to people. Thank you to the people who have felt like home my whole life, to the people who have accepted me into their communities and shown me that it was never about a house, but that it was always about the love inside. We get to live the rest of our lives knowing that we can accept everybody into our communities, knowing that no matter how far we go, we can always come back home. Life will take you far, but love will lead you home.